Work, yeah. Welcome to the party.
Yo, what's happening, everybody?
What's up? I just messed that whole intro up. It's all good though.
You want to try again?
Let's try that again. Yeah. Let's run that back, Taylor.
No.
I feel better if we do this over. I want to get it right.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
I want to get it right. Oh yeah, there's that intro again. Party nerds.
Sheriff just likes to waste time.
I know, I'm still waiting for him to redo the intro.
It's coming. It's coming to him.
Okay.
I wasn't bouncing before, that's why.
And
welcome to the home! Oh, yeah, you see the difference in that one, y'all, right?
That was a whole lot more
my
hype.
A game right now.
Good.
Woo! Party nerds, we are back live. Wi-Fi radio. I got the quad. The squad's going to say squid out for Bravo. He always
the quad.
That word. I know. Yeah, yeah. I fucked that up.
We own the
Taylor, we got to take it again. I fucked it up again.
Seven people.
Right
to the quad.
Ay. I got the crew in the house tonight. Tonight we're talking women in nerd culture. This is a topic that I think we're pretty hyped about talking about. We got some of the ladies in the house tonight. We got, to my left, Babs.
Hey, what's up?
What's good?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
All right, Babs. All right, cool. All right. And then
you want to redo that one?
No.
Too? Jesus Christ.
You want to do
that? What's wrong with that?
That was good.
You can't be happy here.
That was good. That was good. Yo, we got Albs in the house tonight.
Hi.
Albs
still happy
is
to
back.
Be here.
Aubrey, where you been?
I've been singing.
You've been
honestly,
living that dream,
Tuesday
right?
Nights. Yeah.
All right. How's that going?
It's going well. It's going well. Taking a new direction with the band.
Right,
going to be
right.
Picking up some more gigs. So.
Nice. Y'all rocking out to that hip hop now?
Not quite.
Yeah, as you can tell by her look.
I know, right?
Hey, never judge a book by the cover, Bravo.
No, you absolutely should. If you're looking for a cookbook, you don't buy a book that says, oh, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. You buy the book that says cookbook.
Why? It has some good shit in it, man.
Some good meals in that book. I don't know what you're talking about.
For real, man. A lot of good shit.
Oh, my God.
That butterbeer is awesome, man. And then we got Nikki.
Hello.
Nikki speak?
Hello.
Nikki, I talked to
the
mic.
Radio
hello.
Listeners heard you well.
Nikki.
Okay. Hi.
What's
how
up,
are
Nikki?
You?
How's
doing really
going?
Well.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's up? Nikki brought in some pulled pork for everybody.
Yes, because I have no life.
Feeding us that swine.
There's nothing wrong with that.
James, how was that swine?
That shit was delicious. I still got the spoon. I've been licking it ever since we started the show.
I was wondering why you were holding
with
on
it
that.
In your eye.
Yeah, I was.
How long did it take you to make that pulled pork?
8 hours.
Yeah.
In the crock pot while I slept.
Okay.
You know?
Man, you ain't do shit.
Thank God the This Is Us ending didn't happen to me.
You ain't do shit. I thought you rolled your sleeves
I
up
did
and
nothing.
Got
I
seizure. That's why
I
you looked
it.
To Harry Potter for a fucking cookbook.
I gave it some love and I rubbed it. You know, I put the smoked paprika on there, spread it in.
You rubbed that pork?
Yes. That's yes. I rubbed
no,
the pork.
No, Jerv, it's pulled pork, not rubbed pork.
And then she went to sleep.
A man can dream, right?
We'll get to you in a minute. And then we got James.
Hi, Bravo. How you doing?
I'm great.
Good, man. How's everybody doing this evening?
Good, man. What's up with you?
Hey, man. Nothing. You know, coming in my picnic table shirt, ready to eat some pulled pork.
For real, bro.
If you do not see the shirt that I have on, it has multiple colors
that
in it.
Shit got
it's kind of straight up kaleidoscope like, going on here, man. Don't mess
July
with me.
It's July 4th napkins.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
And then we have the less bearded wonder, Bravo.
Still wonderful.
Yo, that's
though.
It getting trimmed more and more every week, man.
They're wonderful.
He's
though.
A real estate agent now, man.
That's
he can't show up like
look.
That.
You know what I mean? He can't look like Dick Dastardly.
When I had my beard out really long, one of my boys, he was like, damn, I didn't know you were that important out in nightlife. I went, look at my fucking beard. I'm either unemployed or someone important.
That's it.
There's no middle ground in there, is there at all?
I didn't recognize you from the pictures that were dug up from... The deep dark.
Oh yeah,
did
Darnell
not,
loves
oh my God.
Bravo's
yeah.
baby
into
pictures.
Those crates.
Wait, I need to see this.
Oh my
Although,
God, oh,
yeah. you don't
horrendous.
Even have to look that far
yeah,
back to find embarrassing pictures of him.
Horrendous. We got Jorge. What's good, man?
What's going on, guys? I'll be taking over the IG feed. So, any questions you have, I'll say it on the air.
Stop telling everybody that's your right. job description, man. What's up
check out,
man?
Check out our IG Jesus feed. Christ. We're live on IG.
It's like we put everything. A job post
out. Shout out to our sponsor, Eight and Sam Brewery.
Did oh, my God.
Is that better?
Well
delicious.
Done, that better? Jerv.
That's straight
good.
Up, son.
That's good.
Wait, I've been that, practicing. That was good. I'm glad you've been practicing. Because like yeah. the last couple of times, woo.
That it.
Brewery. I feel like he did like the whole, what was the movie? Da Vinci Code thing. He's sitting at home going, brewery. No, it's not good. No. Brewery. No.
You gotta punish yourself if you don't get it right, man. That's oh, how it man. Is. Yeah, they're at 2 Woodbury. No, 1003 North Evergreen Ave in Woodbury.
I thought you were practicing.
Jerv's only been there for how many times?
Hit me in passes there Sunday.
Yep. Palo Santo. That, what was it? The... It was like that dark beer.
Yeah, yeah.
That was so good.
She liked that
it was,
one.
The Dark Mild, I think yeah. it was called. Really good.
Did they
no
have cider?
Joke. I'm, no jokes from that, sir. Really surprised.
Dark and mild?
Oh, my God.
I'm good. I'm good.
See, I was trying to override Bravo as usual and just talk over
I was
him.
There. I'm good. So, like I said, tonight we're talking women in nerd culture. So, we're going to jump this off real quick. Like, we'll talk like Wonder Woman. I mean, I guess she's the big one here right now. Who Wonder Woman has changed
right
DC.
Now and always ever will be.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. she's I guess she's the pinnacle. She had the 70s TV show back in the day that was pretty dope.
Linda Carter.
Linda Carter
Wonder
was
Woman!
The star of the show. And Linda
I'm so
Carter
happy
was
you
great.
Did that.
Sorry.
Linda Carter still looks good.
So happy. She does. She's on Supergirl. Yeah, she plays the president.
Right.
She's playing the president on Supergirl. But Linda Carter was great because besides being beautiful, she just looked physically strong. You know what I mean? She looked just powerful, smart, intelligent. She was just a great casting choice to play the character. Then since then, I mean, it got kind of dry with women leads in TV shows. I mean, you had people like Xena Warrior Princess, shows like that that came out here and there. But finally, they got the Wonder Woman movie in DC. And that was a great movie. I really liked that movie. Didn't like the ending too much. The whole fight scene at the end, it was the only thing knock that I had on the whole
Did
movie.
Did you like the fact that she was naive in the beginning of the movie, like throughout probably like a third of the movie?
Yes, I did.
You did like the fact that she was like she's never been off this fucking island and it showed.
Yeah,
loved
that was
it.
Great about it. Yeah. Yeah. You in a bubble, man.
Straight up. She's straight up in a bubble. Yeah. Yeah.
And probably still is to some, you know, certain extent. But
until Bruce Wayne released her from that trap.
No, Steve Trevor released her from that.
No, that wasn't Steve, man. That was Bruce.
Nah, that was Steve.
And Steve ain't do nothing Steve, about that. Oh, yeah. He ain't put a dent in that bubble.
Steve got them cookies. Trust me. Steve
was a respectful gentleman to Wonder Woman. He was. Which is much just, more appropriate for her.
Or it's just Wonder Woman.
That's right.
You know,
where
herself,
she was coming from.
Because she didn't need no man.
Told her he loved her while she was deaf. That was great.
That's how you get it in. It don't mean nothing. Doesn't mean anything at that point.
Doesn't mean anything. I'm about to die. I'm about to blow myself up.
Did everybody like that that romantic arc with Steve?
I did.
Is everybody into that?
I thought they did it well.
Yeah? I thought they did it good.
It wasn't like oversaturated, which gets annoying.
You know, I hated it the first time through. I was like, this is bullshit. Because I grew up with Ripley in Alien. Mm-hmm. You know, okay. So a strong, don't take any shit, independent woman. That was my pinnacle. So romance meant weakness. So I watch it and I'm like, God damn it. That
I wholeheartedly
stupid Chris Pine with
agree.
His stupid blue eyes.
I agree.
Romance equals weakness?
That's what I thought.
Well, no.
So then
Jeez.
I...
No, romance, God. When romance is introduced mm-hmm. into a storyline, I really
Titanic?
Think it's... Yeah, I really think it's trying to do a quick solution to happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I don't believe in mm-hmm. that whatsoever. Romance mm-hmm. is like, mm-hmm. It is weakness because you're going into a quick solution
sometimes,
to happiness.
Sometimes.
Well, not even
they're
that.
Not trying
it's,
to work...
It's
the man will bring you happiness. That's basically
exactly.
what
I was going to say. It's the whole, oh, well, my life was... messed up until I met mm-hmm. this man. I didn't mm-hmm. really feel that.
Well, he
way
was the one
Wonder
that got her off the
Woman.
Island.
I didn't either.
Second viewing, I completely disagree with my first opinion.
So I have to. Watch
I think
it
they. So when you were growing up and reading books in English class, there was like Oliver Twist and Huckleberry Finn and stuff like that. It was the coming of age tale. It's always a boy. It's mm-hmm. always a boy gets a coming of age tale. Never a girl. This was a coming of age tale. It's honest to goodness coming of age. I'm going to stop saying coming.
I guess I would definitely do that.
And they handled not only romance in a subtle, respectful way, they handled her sexual awakening in a subtle and respectful way. And I appreciate that. I'm not really a Chris Pine fan, but that's neither here nor there. I will say upon second viewing, I did like the Steve romantic arc.
Yeah, I agree 100% because they didn't make it a central point in the film. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you said subtleties, and I thought that they used the subtleties really well. Mm-hmm. And for me, unless it's like Snow White where, oh my gosh, she's completely helpless and the prince just comes and makes everything greater, like that makes me want to vomit. Yeah, like the Little Mermaid.
She was the first one running at them bullets.
Not only that, the one thing that I feel,
but they didn't do that in this.
The one thing that I really, really enjoyed about the whole romance thing in Wonder Woman is it was very easy to flip the tropes of him being like the damsel in distress, mm-hmm. and they didn't. Mm-hmm. They were like, they made it that, yes, she went and saved him, but he was also a capable human being as well, which I always like. I'm never a fan of anytime anything else is given the spotlight where it's, yeah, we're just trading places with who we deem as the oppressors. I just feel that that makes you miss the entire message that you're ever going to set upon.
It's just lazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. If you're going to say that it's wrong to put people in this, unless it's that's strictly the point you're trying to make through parody, then you can't do it yourself and then not feel the consequences of it. That's why I feel Ghostbusters was actually a terrible, terrible recreation. I loved Wonder Woman. I loved Rey. A lot of the things that I see with strong female leads is it's not always necessarily, hey, she's a strong female lead. She's a strong lead who happens to be a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Babs, what do you think made Wonder Woman succeed above the other DC films? What was the thing that made that so much better than the other ones on their roster?
Well, I'll say this. We talked about the spotlight, putting a woman in the spotlight. It's not enough to put a woman in the spotlight. We've had central female characters have their own movie. And it just didn't do well. With Wonder Woman, it's not enough to just put a woman in that role and say, hey, look, it's a woman. You have to direct well. You have to write well. You need to produce well. You need to promote well. You need to cast well. All of these different things need to come together. And that's something that you guys talked about with the toxic fandoms the last time. You know, not looking at an actor or an actress and associating them with how a role succeeds or fails, understanding that there are a bunch of factors that come into that. And I think that was, I think Wonder Woman, Patty Jenkins' Wonder Woman was a perfect example of that. And I think it was so important because DC films get so crapped on. There's just this supremacy of Marvel is the best and DC sucks. So having that,
which is nothing further
great
than the truth.
I will respectfully disagree, and I Ooh. Hope for the best for DC.
I hope for the best for them as well.
How did you feel about Shuri's role in Black Panther?
Say it again?
How did you feel about Shuri's role in
Little
Black
sister,
Panther?
Is come
her
on.
Name Letitia Wright? Is that her name, Letitia
yes.
Wright?
Yes.
The best.
I freaking love her. Did you see her on Black Mirror?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wait, her on Black Mirror is like second level.
Love it.
Definitely like one of the best characters you ever seen in a Netflix show.
Oh yeah?
I'm sorry, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Yep.
Wait, are we moving on from Wonder Woman?
No, we're not.
We're just chiming in on that. She's got her little death note.
Because Shuri, and I love Shuri.
What do you have to say about it?
Well, about Wonder Woman? Yeah, okay, yeah. So Wonder Woman really did pave the way for like female icons in a male-dominated industry. Yeah, definitely Linda Carter was crazy with that. But I do want to talk about like a dark area with Wonder Woman, like the 50s and 60s, where she turned into a seriously domesticated-minded figure. It was all about marriage and modeling.
You're talking about in the comics?
No, in all of it, everything.
Everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
So in the 60s, in the comics, she completely sacrificed everything for Steve.
Yep.
And I really hated that moment. And it was so dark after that for so long. And finally, what, in 2009, we get some Wonder Woman that has a feminist power to her. Like, we don't, 50s and 60s was a really dark time for Wonder Woman. So let's just forget about that. But do you guys remember when she was an honorary member of the UN?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What did you think of that?
That's
Did you
dope.
Think it's dope?
Yeah, no, it is.
But
dope.
Then people fought it because they thought she was an over-sexualized figure. Tell me your thoughts on that, because I have some, but I want to know yours first.
Wait, what our opinions on sexy UN members are? Because I'm for them.
So she was taken off as an honorary UN member, mm-hmm. because she was an overly sexualized figure and employees were really pissed about that. What's your opinion?
Is this based on the fact that, like, the way she dressed?
Yes, exactly.
All right. Well, being how it was the 50s and 60s, I'm guessing this was, like, after what, World War II?
Well, no. So we're talking UN now. No. We're talking UN 2016 September.
Oh, 2016. Yeah. That, I don't see any problem with that at all.
Right?
I mean, goddamn, I go to a corporate office building every day and there's no matter of fact about what is happening as far as, like, the dress code.
I'm on the fence about it.
Wait, what? What are you saying, that it's more lenient now?
It's more lenient.
I don't see where you're working.
Mm-hmm.
I work in a casino.
Okay.
I mean, damn, James, lead with that next time, bro.
Buried the lead there.
I work in a hospital, and we have a dress code.
Yes.
I mean, we have a dress code that just says business casual, but the thing is, you know.
Business casual is buttoned down to your belly button?
Look, they're not showing skin, but the thing is, the girls know how to dress. It's not saying that anything is tightly appropriated, but it just is what it is.
I don't know what that means, man. You guys need to break that down. What does that mean?
Casino, UN.
Go ahead, James. Explain it. Well, it is what it is. Listen, I understand now.
I thought it was super necessary to have Wonder Woman, a figure like Wonder Woman, as an honorary member of the UN, because not only was she fighting supervillains, but she was fighting for gender equality. And that's huge for us right now, because we don't have that many figures right now fighting for us. And someone as big as Wonder Woman, literally the biggest female superhero out there, fighting for us in the UN for gender equality, just like, what's her name from Harry Potter?
Hermione.
What's her? Emma Watson, mm-hmm. fighting for us. We need these people that are constantly being viewed by all of society to fight for us, to fight for gender equality. So the fact that they took her down because she was overly sexualized, I'm kind of on the fence about, because I do believe there's a lot of fan service with these females.
Whenever somebody says something like that, oh, it's overly sexualized, that's your interpretation.
That's my argument against them.
That whenever they're going, oh, well, she's overly sexual, well, that's your interpretation. If you're seeing somebody who embodies, hey, equality, fighting for what's right, and inspiring a generation is over sexualized, maybe the problem just lies with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't read the comics, so I'm not, you know, as up to date with everything that you're saying, but there's also, I think, a fine line between really embracing your femininity and crossing the line of over sexualizing mm-hmm. yourself.
Same. So, thank you. You go, girl.
Although, if I bring it back to my favorite, which was Ripley, the most sexual she got were, like, those Hanes, those white Hanes, you know what I'm talking about? And now, see,
I have to disagree with that, but the stare downs between her and Hicks were always the over-sexualized parts for me.
The tension.
Yeah, because they would be, like, in an elevator somewhere, and they would stare at each other, and they'd be like,
what's going on?
No, they got the phone.
Not too long ago, I got into an argument with a woman who claimed that she taught a class mm-hmm. on how movie posters for comics were very sexist. Mm-hmm. And I said, how do you figure? I mean, just the posters for Wonder Woman prove you wrong. Mm-hmm. She's standing guarding her shield, or she's standing like this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's not a single man who says, damn, she showed her forearms! But, and then I also went, you know, I've heard women say a lot worse things about Chris Hemsworth, Aubrey included.
not true!
Then I've heard men
they
talk about
Scarlett Johansson. The way
Henry Cavill,
Taylor, pull up all of Aubrey's comments on Chris Hemsworth over the past.
We can pull back any of the Henry Cavill comments.
But I've heard comments made way worse about Chris Hemsworth than I've ever heard about comments made by about Scarlett Johansson. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, you know, her argument was, oh, well, the men are always in heroic poses and the women are showing off. I went, the men are in heroic poses because that's showing off what's attractive to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was all that argument that Barbie was overly sexualized. And I don't know if you guys saw the one meme that went around. It was like, this is Barbie. She was considered over-sexualized. Over the years, she's been a doctor, a lawyer, a this and that, blah, blah, blah. She's been proven to help femininity, all of that different thing. This is He-Man.
Oh, he'll never wear a fucking shirt.
Yeah.
Really want to wear pants.
And when people say, it's unrealistic expectations. I don't know too many men that look like He-Man.
No. Nor they only wear loincloth 24/7.
I don't know too many men that look like Robert Downey Jr., like Chris Hemsworth, or like Steve Rogers do. Yes, I went from actor to role.
Yeah, you did.
I have to say, though, to jump off of what you were saying, and not just with Wonder Woman, but also with Scarlett Johansson, I thought those were perfect examples of outfits or costumes or whatever you want to call them that embrace their femininity without being over-sexualized.
Yeah.
Like Scarlett Johansson, she's wearing like a skin-tight, you know, black, whatever you want to call it.
Jumpsuit.
But yeah, thank you. But never for a split second did I think, oh, they're just trying to show off her boobs or her butt. Yeah. Like, no, she's freaking crazy agile. And I just saw that as something that enabled her to do that. And I thought, I freaking love Gal Gadot. Love Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. But regardless of who played that role, her outfit, I thought, was a perfect embodiment of I'm a freaking badass female, but you know, I don't have to shove my boobs in your face to.
Yeah, yeah, I
didn't, you know, so, get a point across.
No difference in any of the other Wonder Woman costumes from what she wore.
Yeah,
I mean, because Wonder Woman has
one. The perfect one. She wasn't wearing fishnets like she was in the comics or anything like that. She wore what you would expect, kind of like for those types of movies, a spy to wear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, short of it being a guy, the only difference is it would probably be zipped up a little more.
They even made fun of it a little bit because it was based in that type of era. Remember when they actually put her in regular clothes? She was completely covered from head to toe, hat and everything. Mm-hmm. All you basically saw was this much of her face, from like her chin to like the top of her eyebrows.
Yeah.
And she made fun of it. She couldn't kick in it. She couldn't do anything in it. She tried to kick and she was like, the fuck can I do in this outfit?
So Aubrey, let's talk about your lane here, the women in Star Wars.
Yes.
So they've made a leap with Rey and these characters.
They really have, yeah. I mean, I grew up obviously with Princess Leia. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love and adore her, and I think she will always be my favorite fictional character ever in life. I was a little nervous because I was really afraid with Rey that they were trying to just shove a female lead in your face just for the sake of having a female lead. So I was really happy with the script that they gave her. I love the actress who played her. Why is my mind drawing a blank?
Daisy Ridley.
Thank you. Yes, Daisy. I knew that. I knew your name. But I thought they did it.
Daisy Ridley
really
is one of our listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
she's
going
to hear that.
Sorry, Daisy. I do love you.
I saw you
in Murder on the Orient Express, and you were great in that, too. Anyway, but I like what they're doing because I don't feel like they're shoving it in your face, but they have given the women more like bigger roles than what they had in the original trilogy. That makes sense. But so I'm trying to get out.
Just to piggyback off of that, I can even say that about the latest film with Admiral Holdo, that just her one scene of basically them thinking that they were about to be betrayed. Mm-hmm. And then she turns the ship around and puts it at warp speed and just like slams it straight through the straight through the Empire's battleships all the way through. That was like one of the strongest scenes in the entire movie.
Who do you guys think did the best example of showing like, hey, I can be a strong female character out of the three most recent Star Wars films? Do you feel Rey was? Do you feel who was Daenerys's character in the Han Solo movie?
Oh, shit.
That movie
that
was
one.
So forgettable, I don't remember.
Or Aubrey. Or Jyn Erso from Rogue One.
No, Jyn Erso was like the illest one. I'm sorry.
Jyn Erso,
I agree there.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
just the way that she went out, man. The entire crew.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was the thing.
They knew it was a suicide mission.
Yeah. Well, like I said earlier, my whole big thing is I fully agree there should always be representation, and the occasional like, hey, just focus on this character's characteristics of what makes them who they are, like either their ethnicity, their gender, their sex or whatever. But if it's the only thing, then I have a problem with it. And I think Star Wars has actually done a very good job of putting women in roles where it just so happens that she is a woman.
Yeah.
Not, oh, we put a woman in this role. Aren't we edgy?
Right. Yeah. I agree.
What about Kelly Marie Tran? Her character.
Fuck no. Fuck her character.
What was that, bro?
Fuck her character.
Wait, are you
what serious?
What exactly is your question?
I mean,
because I'm not a hater. I'm undecided.
What were you undecided about?
She was...
It's another female character.
That's her role. Right.
It's a character of color that they put in, mm-hmm. and they hooked her with another character of color,
mm-hmm.
and the fans seem not to like the character.
I don't think they gave... I just thought she was too one-dimensional. Okay. I didn't think that they give her, if they gave her a little bit more, even like a 2 second scene where you learned a little bit more about her background. I mean, yeah, you see her crying and it's her sister and everything, like, but that's all we know about her. Then she's a fangirl. And I feel like if they just gave even just one scene, giving a little bit more information about her, we'd be able to connect with her a little bit more.
On the planet where she had strong feelings about the class issues.
The casino.
Yeah. Oh. That was a little bit more backstory. I mean, just to devil's advocate off of that. Mm-hmm. So you do know a little bit more about that. So she has issues with discrepancies against classes.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And that she takes a pacifist or, you know, glass half full approach on life, mm-hmm. in that last scene, little sweet scene with Finn. Right.
Where does that come from?
Well, here's the thing. The reason why
I just want to kiss a cute guy is I die on scene, you know?
But
first I got to crash into him first.
Well, but that's all I regard her character.
I'm about to kill this
The whole reason I don't like her character
they gotta save them.
Her character's message gets destroyed because they didn't do it properly. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't like her character. Mm-hmm. Her whole arc was do not trade a moral victory for a military victory. If you trade the moral victory, in the end, you're actually losing.
Mm-hmm.
Lord of the Rings does an amazing job with this, especially with all of Return of the King, where they're showing, I'd rather die. I'd rather our entire way of life get destroyed than us be responsible for destroying our way of life.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if we can utilize the One Ring, get this power, and then destroy that army. If we're using evil, we are evil. And that's what her character was supposed to do. When she saves him and goes, oh, we can't forget love. But the message is lost because of the way that they did it. It's just done. Like, it's smacking you in the face.
I agree.
And it's just so poorly written.
We've got a question from one of our seven fans out here. All right. All right, this is for Aubrey. Ask Aubrey if she gets offended by Slave Leia or was sexualizing her as a smart marketing move.
Oh, man, that's deep.
Over the head with that question.
No, I think that's a really good question. And actually, I thought that maybe that was going to come up at some point. I think that it was over-sexualized intentionally for... like to be a selling point.
Merchandising.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Carrie Fisher looked amazing, but it really killed me to hear how difficult it was for her to have to prepare for that. And I just thought that really sucks.
She hated that outfit.
Yeah.
She was being kidnapped by a gangster being forced to be a concubine. What the fuck else?
I totally get that. I understand that 100%. But I do think, honestly, I do think that costume is over-sexualized. I do.
Come on, man. Let's keep it real. Sex sells. If I'm making a movie and I'm getting people to invest millions of dollars in it, we got to sell this goddamn movie. Mm-hmm. I need to see titties shaking, asses bouncing, all that bullshit in this movie.
Thank you, Dollar Bill, from the Players Club. I feel that strongly. I'm sorry. If you need that to sell your movie, I can't believe I'm about to curse, then you have a shitty ass script that you are about to film then.
Yeah, how about
seriously? If that's what you need to sell your movie, then that's a problem. You need to freaking rewrite your script, recast, you know, whoever you got on board. You need a brand new movie. If that's all you got to sell your movie.
You know, open up Pandora's
box.
What
about Thor's costume?
Sorry,
what about Wasp?
What about Wasp?
She's covered up.
For now.
Completely. From the neck on down.
For now.
Jesus, jerk.
I'm sure she might strip down a little bit more, but for now she's covered up.
No. I mean, Evangeline Lilly, I think that was one of her things. She didn't, we talked about this. She did not want that to be a part of her character.
And, I don't think that's been a part of any of her characters, from Lost to Hobbit to this.
Lost, she did.
I mean, she was in some shorts?
No.
She was in her brown underwear.
She was in brown. Yeah. Right. The famous shot.
First couple episodes. That was it. Then she looked like Tomb Raider for the rest of the goddamn seasons.
They want to know, Nikki, what's your opinion?
Oh, me? Yeah.
Of what?
Of what? Of this Star Wars?
Yeah, the over-sexualizing.
Of the pulled pork.
I'll get there. You just hold on, honey. Mm. I'll get there. I've got a whole notebook.
Are we trying to tackle?
I'm not gonna just jump ahead. Okay.
So we got Wonder Woman. We got Star Wars. We touched a little bit on Lord of the Rings. Wasp.
Yeah.
What else do we want?
So I got James. So we will go to Captain Marvel. Do you think Captain Marvel can do what Wonder Woman did for Marvel?
I think
she's the first time Marvel's doing their female.
I think the story, if it's done correctly, it can be in that essence. Captain Marvel, for the most part, is a generational film, kind of in the tone of Green Lantern. Let's just not say that it's going to be like Green Lantern, because Green Lantern was trash.
What? All right. There was a Green Lantern movie?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
We'll
sorry.
Remind you, bro.
I'm very sorry that you missed it.
It'll remind you.
But
I don't remember.
You're not going to forget that shit.
Basically, intertwining with the Kree and Skrull civil war that was happening, a dying Kree gives his powers to Carol Walters, who is Carol Danvers, I'm sorry, who happens to turn into Captain Marvel. Enabled with Kree powers and everything like that. But the thing is, that whole storyline between Captain Marvel, which is going to be Jude Law's character, and her, is going to be kind of like the prerequisite of just like how good this movie is going to be. Mm-hmm. And I think she can nail it. I mean, come on, man, it's Marvel.
Yeah, they haven't had all hits, though. They put out
a lot of pressure on her.
That's one. Yeah, bruh. They're putting a lot of pressure on her. She's supposed to be the strongest character in the Marvel universe.
She is supposed to be the strongest Marvel character there is. Because as far as we know right now, the only one with godlike qualities is actually a god, Thor.
Yes.
But she is going to have godlike like qualities about
it. I mean, the pressure's on. They're giving it, you know, she's got shit for the costume being green and not the red and blue that everybody.
I think that's CGI, man. They put that green on there so they could fucking highlight that shit.
Well, that's the original costume.
I mean, yeah, it is the original costume.
Over, so
they're going to switch that shit over.
I'm sure they will. I'm saying,
you saw the pager? Why. The pager wasn't green. There was no green in the pager.
No, the pager was not.
Pager was red, gold, and blue. Straight up and down. Which made me think that when she wore the blue and the green suit, that green was basically based off a green screen. That shit was going to glow.
No, that's just from the 80s, though.
I mean, yeah.
In a different time. I agree. Like, Babs, there's a lot of pressure, I think, on Brie Larson to pull this off.
Look, man, that woman is... is an accomplished actress that will take care of business. I believe so.
This is true, but I feel like this is one of the situations where if this movie doesn't do well, it sets females back.
But this is the thing.
Her role
in this movie is not going to be based on a character that's going to be all its own. There's a connection. That's the thing with all the Marvel movies now. Like, you didn't like Ant-Man and Wasp, but the thing is, what drew everybody in, the reason that's making $6 billion is because of the connection to the other movies.
I get all that. There's connections, but there's still shitty movies that
Marvel
does.
There's still some shitty-ass movies.
So, again...
But I get you.
But this is the first one.
I bet you this shit makes profits.
Look, I bet you this. I bet you if this movie doesn't do well, you won't see that Black Widow movie no time soon.
Oh, hell no. And so, to be honest, I mean,
but that's
I'm not
point,
really
though.
Looking forward for the Black Widow movie. What, am I get the Budapest experiment?
I would actually disagree. I would actually disagree with that. I don't think that, one, I think it's actually going to be a great movie, but even saying
it's going
to
be a great
that
movie.
It's going to bomb with setback women, I would actually disagree.
Hell no.
It's,
no, not women. I'm saying women having lead roles in films like this.
I don't think that is going to
Hollywood is a different monster. It's what makes money. We see that this, okay, we saw Wonder
actually,
Woman
if
money,
you look
so
at
like,
the trends right now, the majority of movies that are coming out are actually female-led roles.
Give me three.
Crazy Rich Asians.
One.
Tomb Raider came out.
That doesn't count.
What's the biopic about the woman who got equal rights with women? She's on the Supreme Court.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, documentary.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Mm-hmm. Whole thing is all about
equal rights. Okay, James.
Jeopardy question for 600, Alex.
Okay, James.
I'll take women in documentaries for 800. James. But you all know your Supreme Court justice.
No, you know,
if
anything, a more realistic
movie.
More realistic ramification of Captain Marvel not doing well is all of a sudden people are going to go, okay, DC, how about you?
Yeah.
Which is good.
I fully agree with that.
I feel like they're doing that now.
I feel if anything is going to happen, if that movie bombs, you know what's going to happen? People are going to turn and go, so when y'all going to hire James Gunn? That's it.
You really think?
I really think.
Definitely. Definitely.
Oh, man. I mean, as much as it pains me to say, I mean, the dude does great work. Because people literally take talent over morals.
Mm-hmm.
People appreciate talent over morals. Like, you sit
it's
here.
Shame.
Everybody sits here and has this, like, plain look on their face and says that, oh, you know, damn, I wish they wouldn't get this thing. But the thing is, fucking R. Kelly's still making fucking records. He peed on
R.
people.
Kelly, how about fucking Chris Brown?
Oh, God. Yes.
Never been proven.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Been proven, but I saw the videotape. That shit was him, son.
Yep.
All right. So, people respect talent over morals. They're still going to buy the records even though they know that he beat on somebody or he peed on somebody or the shit is ass. They just know that his work does well for itself. And then they'll end up buying the shit. I mean, not to say that us at this table will buy it, but people will buy the shit.
Listen, people will always buy stuff, but I think the times are changing and I think people will buy less.
They might buy less, but the shit will still make bricks.
Your headphones bother me. It looks like your necklace is a turd.
Oh, shit. It's all good. It's all good.
I need you to zoom in on that.
What about these women in anime?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Can we hear something about this? Yes.
Strong women anime. Damn, son. I don't know about all that. That should look like a mealworm.
It really does.
I'm so sorry. It does look like a little turd.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah, turd. Yeah.
Why did you point that out? Okay.
I didn't notice it until Bravo said something.
All right, so.
Oh, there's a call.
We gotta hold that thought. We'll get right back to you. We got a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, guys.
What's your name? How's it going? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Angel, and I'm from Connecticut.
All right.
What's up?
What's up, Angel? How's it going, man? What you got to talk about tonight? All right.
I want to go back to the topic you guys are talking about how, you know, I'm along with you guys that I'm not the most excited about Black Widow. Like, I'm not like, yes, that's what I'm waiting for because, you know, I'm still waiting on a Namor movie, but that's a different topic. I think the reason why they come out with...
Got it, Angel.
Where'd he go?
Hey,
Angel, go ahead.
I think why they come out with all these things is because the reality is, who do you bring to the movies with you? I go with my girlfriend, or my mom wants to go see one of those superhero movies. So aww, they're just going by whatever the viewer base is, and if that's going to make them money to actually get now a different, like, that's a whole other viewer base that they can get. So, like, if they want to come out with those movies, I mean, I'll watch it, but I think they should be focused on, like, they're more popular superheroes, as I should say. Like, a lot of people, including myself, have been waiting for Namor. Like, we're waiting for him to come into Marvel, finally. Like, we're trying to get these other characters in, and they're, you know, they're basically worried about the money. They're not worried about, like, how their franchise will look in 10 years looking back.
But you don't think the Black Widow is a popular character?
She's popular in the movies, but I don't know if she'd actually be able to carry herself through a whole film.
I disagree.
They want to include, like, maybe...
I disagree because she's a part of S.H.I.E.L.D., so you know you'll have Nick Fury involved and maybe some other characters, and that's the Marvel way. I think she could definitely carry a film.
Well, not only that, it also gives Marvel a whole new direction to do the movies. We have Guardians of the Galaxy focusing on space opera type of stuff. We now have a whole direction that we can do a spy movie.
Yeah, I think she could definitely carry a film, and I think she's popular, and I think people have been dying to see this movie.
We're not going
to
be getting
way longer than they want to see a Namor
Cosmo
movie.
Opera movies anymore.
I'm interested to see what ethnicity she plays.
Oh my God!
Are you?
He's an
ass. No, I agree with you when you say that. There are people that are excited for Black Widow, and yes, did they tie that into S.H.I.E.L.D.? 100% would be a good movie. But I'm saying if they did it how they've done with other solo films where it's just them, nobody else, they don't tie anybody else in that is, like, trying to support them. And for all I know, you know, a Black Widow movie could be really good, just like I know that Captain Marvel is going to be a good movie. Like, I know that's going to be a good movie. Black Widow in specific, though, I don't know. Like, it's the same thing. Like, if you said to me, there's going to be a Hawkeye movie, I don't want to see a Hawkeye movie over every other superhero that deserves even a sequel.
I so only want to see a Hawkeye movie.
Especially if you let Jeremy Renner just go.
Especially if it's Ronan.
You want to see a Hawkeye movie. Yes. I'm not talking about Ronan. I'm not talking about a Ronan movie. I'm talking about a Hawkeye movie. Big difference.
He was the big hero of Infinity War.
Well,
straight up.
And you know, our how we're definitely sure they're moving forward with that Black Widow movie. We're definitely sure.
As of now, yes.
It's just pre-production.
Things can always change, but as of now, yes.
Popular opinion of Scarlett Johansson has been at all-time lows.
Yeah, diminished.
Yeah.
Because she wants to be everybody.
Really?
Everybody wants to be her.
I didn't even know that. I know they held Scarlett
the back. Well, because she definitely would fire back, and I definitely supported this when she was first in the Avengers movies. When people would ask her stupid questions, like, what'd you do to diet to get that body? Instead of asking the questions that they were asking Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, that's right.
You know what I remember? Yeah. And I did like that, and I supported her with that. But then she was pretty outspoken about other things, and other people really don't agree with her.
Hey, Angel, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, dude. Thank you for letting me talk with you guys.
Not a problem.
Thank you, Angel.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down for that Black Widow movie.
Me too.
I've been waiting to see that for a minute.
Oh, yeah? What you trying to say?
See the Black Widow movie, man. That's oh, yeah. Great character, yeah, great
story
background,
about Black Widow?
All that stuff.
Story about Natasha?
Yes, Natasha Romanoff.
Yeah?
Ski.
She's Polish now.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Nikki, what's up, girl?
Hi.
So, yo, what's up with these females in anime? Anime is huge.
Yeah.
Anime is huge. So huge.
It's huge.
Crazy. I started watching Steins Gate. I've been watching that.
What do you think?
That's awesome. Okay. I love it, man. Cool. It's trippy as hell.
Have you watched My Hero Academia yet?
I did not.
Now,
what?
Fuck. Now, we talk about over-sexualized or even...
Get ready for it.
In the anime industry, hyper-sexualized...
Well, get ready. I'm coming.
Female characters
also
that
remember,
come in anime.
It is a different culture.
It's a totally different culture. And I tell you, the way that they portray women in some animes are like beyond...
But I found something, so it's okay.
What did you find?
I found something. So this may sound a little like contradicting based on what I post on my page, but... Listen, I can do what the fuck I want. So it was really difficult for me to find influential female characters in anime, basically because of what you just said.
Right.
The fan service in anime is out of control. I've never seen characters more over-sexualized than I have in anime. And
yes.
It's
Kill La Kill.
Crazy. Yeah. And Fairy Tail and
because,
Bleach.
Is it because most of the illustrators are male?
Okay, yes, and also because of the fans constantly asking for this. Sex sells, you're right about it. That's how I got the followers I got. Sorry, guys, but it's true.
But wait,
you like these,
but wait
and
a
I want to build my
brand.
What's up?
But my question is this, what you just said about this what the fans want, but they created this before the fans were there.
Yeah,
so,
oh no, so wait.
So you had to create this for the fans to like it and then want
definitely,
it, so they were created that way at first.
Anime back then wasn't as over-sexualized as it is right now, okay? They saw what sold, and it was this over-sexualization. It was the fan service. It was the girls with the big boobs jumping around or falling down, and you see their cute little butts.
It was the escapism into a reality that most of manga readers
exactly,
don't have.
Exactly. So, exactly. Thank you.
Wait, so Nikki, you do support lewd anime cosplay?
So I 100% support lewd anime cosplay. Anyone can do what they want to do, but when it comes to me and anime and finding an influential woman in anime that is just influential based on what she has and not based on her looks and based on the over-sexualization, okay? So I had to dig deep and I was like, wait, like where can I find something that I want my kids to watch. Like, I got into anime when I was older. Okay, I'm happy with it. I got into this when I was older. But what I want my kids to go watch, what I want my daughter to go watch the animes that are out right now with the over-sexualized characters. And I was like, no. I also don't want my kids to watch some Disney movies because of this false attainment of happiness based on romance. I didn't want them to do that either. So I was like, what
Nor
the heck?
Nor you don't want their parents to die because
exactly.
Their parents just die in every
well,
goddamn
you have
okay, James,
remember.
Take it dark. Wow. You just
you
took a really freaking dark.
The biggest publisher for anime is Shonen Jump. And
yep.
The main focus that they have is Shonen type of anime.
Exactly.
And for those that don't understand, Shonen anime appeals to teenager to young men.
Yep. And me. Because I have the mind of a teenage boy. So when I thought about this and I was like, okay, let me think about this. And then I was like, are you kidding, Nikki? Are you fucking kidding? The greatest feminist filmmaker of our time is alive right now. And his name is Hayao Miyazaki. What? So let me tell you about Hayao Miyazaki. He is the creator of my favorite freaking animated film, Spirited Away. Hayao Miyazaki focuses on battling stereotypes of femininity. He's showing us these women that are myth-like creatures and fantasy creatures, but they're more human than Disney characters. You know why? Because they're honest, they're hardworking, and they're real. Nothing is based on looks. Nothing is based on finding romance. Let me go into Spirited Away for a second. Chihiro, the main character in Spirited Away, she was a young bratty girl, like most of us were. I don't know about you guys, but I was a freaking bratty girl that lost her parents.
Bravo's an asshole.
Do you want to take this outside?
Just continue.
Let me take my wig off.
Somebody else to fight.
It's
going to
hold me back. Look at that story, how she had to work hard to understand values, to understand responsibility. That's a coming of age story that I want my kids to see. Haku, the main male protagonist, wasn't there to help her through the journey. She helped him through his journey. She's the one who got him to the end. I really appreciate how Hayao Miyazaki made me who I am. Yeah, I'm showing my cleavage a little bit and I'm kind of obsessed with over-sexualized images now, but I wasn't raised on this. I got into this when I was 20, you know? I saw porn for the first time, but I really, really appreciate Hayao Miyazaki for what he has done with female characters. There was one specific character that I want to talk about, and that's Nausicaa. She portrayed this myth-like creature because she, and fantasy-like creature, but because of her rawness and her courage, it was like, this is the type of female character that I want my kids to watch, is seeing that they can be androgynous, they can be whatever the heck they want, but they can still be a strong female. Like, they're not watching Pocahontas, who was a 12-year-old girl over-sexualized in a Disney film, and she met Smith when she was Captain Smith when she was 12 years old. Freaking Nausicaa was a better Pocahontas than Pocahontas. I'm sorry. Do you guys like get what I'm saying? Like, I hate anime for the fan service, but I also love anime for the fan service, but I don't want my kids to watch that anime with the fan service.
Well, I mean, that's a big contradiction going on.
It's such a big contradiction because
where's your middle line?
No, my middle line is I'm going to get into this when I'm older, but would I want my kids being raised with values like that right now? No, I don't want my kids to see that right now. I know my foundation is based on my values.
It's similar to watching Pacific Rim. You go and watch Pacific Rim because you know it's going to be giant robots fighting giant monsters. Not because, damn, the story is going to be so good. You know it's going to be shit, but you go and watch it. You're entertained. And it's the same thing with these type of anime.
Let me explain. I chose to be who I am today because I had that foundation to show me I can be whoever the fuck I want to be. I don't want my kids watching this fan service and then also Disney movies saying that romance and showing under boob is the only way that I'll get ahead in life. It's really not.
Now, I think one of the better examples in recent years is actually My Hero Academia.
Definitely.
A lot of people will disagree with me because one of the main female characters is a super cutesy type of girl. However, she has one of the most real reasons for getting into the line of being a hero. She wants to support her family who isn't doing well financially. With a hero, you get sponsorships, you can make a lot of money, and that's what she's doing it for. And one of her parents aren't dead. Both of her parents are alive. They just can't do a lot. And it shows because this poor girl is trying so hard to build up so that she can be a great hero so that she could financially support her parents. And it's not I need a man to help me or anything like that. Yeah, the main character and her love interest comes along and gives her like a pep rally, but it's all on her. And there are several female characters that are all heroes, and they're all extremely capable. There's one, I can't remember her name. Who's the girl with the earplugs?
Oh, yeah. Just call her Earplug Girl.
She's extremely capable, and she actually even rallies the entire class into doing a whole class project, but she's the leader with everything. So While anime isn't always the best example, it is actually starting to grow and change. Now, again, it's a different culture. It's not Americans creating this. Yes, Americans are a great factor in this, but it's at the end of the day, it's Japanese culture. And since they're very censored about a lot of porn, about a lot of expression of feelings and emotions, the over hyperization of that is what tends to,
and it's killing their culture. It's killing it. It really is.
Well, they have a lot of cultural problems that are going.
Yeah. My basic point is I couldn't really put my full behind an anime female character other than the ones.
Put your full behind.
I'm sorry. Oh my god. I couldn't put myself fully behind any.
Wait, are we going to nitpick
that ass?
Get out. She said.
I couldn't put myself fully behind any anime character other than the female protagonists in Miyazaki films because they're not over-sexualized and they're them because of how they got to who they are based on responsibilities, values, and there was no stereotype. They could have been androgynous. They could have been a cute girl with a big bow, but they didn't need men to help them with anything. So they didn't need the testosterone-fueled battle scenes to get them to their dreams. They found their dreams in subtle ways, and I like that. So that's my...
So let everybody know again what show that is.
Oh, okay. So it's just all Studio Ghibli films, every single one. Every single one, from Ponyo to Spirited Away to The Wind Rises. Just go watch
My Neighbor
them.
Totoro.
My Neighbor Totoro. I'm sorry, that's not the actual song. But
not it.
Okay.
That's dope. Yeah, that's dope. So look, I want to ask everybody, who's your favorite all-time female character?
Give it
Let's go around. Babs. Yeah, I'm starting with you.
Dude,
damn it.
No, no, no. I'm laughing because, dude.
Oh, I let the people know. I know, but let the people know.
My girl with the arms, Evangeline Lilly as the
Yay.
Wasp. Of
Babs Bunny.
Course.
Yes.
She's a good one.
Wait, what'd you say?
Babs Bunny.
Tiny Toons? Why would I pit Tiny Toons up against... The what?
I don't know. She could be a lot more capable.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right?
No, of course. Evangeline Lilly's the Wasp. I have to be there for that. I'm sure there are plenty more. I'm going to be like, damn.
Nah, that's a good one. I like it. That she's one of my favorite all-time actresses. Not really. No, I'm joking. I love her. Me and Babs talked. I love her. I totally crush on her. Obs.
I got to go with Princess Leia.
Princess Leia.
Honest and true. As much as I love Wonder Woman and Supergirl, I grew up on them. It just nobody tops Princess Leia for me.
Did she go out like a G in Star Wars?
I think she will.
All right.
Yeah. We're definitely surprising you with our choices, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
yeah, you guys really are so far. Nikki.
Kiki from Kiki's Delivery Service because she's honest and hardworking and just adorable.
And you're wearing her bow.
That's your delivery girl around the corner?
Yeah. Get out, Sheriff. And I'm thank you, Babs.
And I love, I can't remember who the voice actor was in the dub who played the crow girl that was like,
oh,
all
yes.
Business.
Yes.
Love her.
Love her
Kiki's.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
Bravo.
Lady Deadpool. No, I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
Shocking.
No. But pick somebody else.
In recent years, I would actually say Jane Erso. I feel it was a Jin Erso. Thank you. I think it was sorry, I just got Invisalign. I can't speak properly.
Yeah. Oh, if you're wondering why Bravo sounds like he's got dicks in his mouth tonight, it's because he's sucking on dicks tonight, probably. But also, he's got Invisalign.
Jerv. That would mean that you'd have to have heard a lot of people with dicks in their mouths to know what that sounds like.
I have, Bravo.
Ooh. Personal experience?
Yes, I have, Bravo. So now I know. So that's what I'm telling you. Bravo sounds like he has dicks in his mouth.
I would say Jin Erso just because in recent years, just because
that's one movie, dog.
I know.
Damn.
Characters last forever.
The planet that she was on got blown up on.
Straight up.
She killed it.
Yeah.
She killed it.
She did a phenomenal role. And just the entire storyline behind her whole character, it filled a lot of plot holes with Star Wars. And I feel it actually spoke the whole lesson of you can be a hero. It doesn't matter what gender you are. Your gender doesn't play a role in that.
James. Nice.
I can't believe we didn't bring this up before, but the Breaker of Chains and the Mother of Dragons herself, Daenerys Targaryen, is my top female character. Game of Thrones right now is literally based on the good and evil parts of two women, two queens that happen to be on the show. Cersei included, as well as Emilia Clarke's character, Daenerys Targaryen. And Daenerys, her story is dope. It's been nothing but dope for fucking, 7 years now? And we will be reaping an end coming this...
Read up on the Battle of the War of the Roses.
How did we not bring her up?
Hey, I don't know why y'all didn't bring her up. I was sitting here thinking about it and everything.
You should have done watch it.
Kira is her name, by the way, in the Star Wars solo movie.
He brought it up.
I didn't hear it. That's Q-U apostrophe R-A.
I already forgot there was a solo movie again.
Oh, shit. Adrian. But yes, Daenerys.
Sorry, it turns out it's just going to be a solo movie, not a trilogy.
Jorge. Who you got, man?
Jorge, who you got, man?
I mean, listen, I have to go with a video game character.
Shit.
Because I like the way she fights.
Who? Say it again.
Chun-Li.
Chun-Li.
You're seriously bugging.
Straight up.
You're straight up bugging.
Why?
Chun-Li?
Yes.
Go ahead, Jorge.
I like her storyline.
Had the worst movie of all time. Go ahead. Keep going.
Movie. I'm talking about games. You know.
The Legend of Chun-Li.
No, not that one. Not that one. She won me many tournaments. And I like her style. And I like her story.
What?
Why do I feel you practiced that?
I don't know how that came out. It's the only thing I remember of video games, okay?
I can still see the leg, like...
Called that Chun-Li.
He did Open. So well.
Y'all with that, Jorge. That's a good call.
How about you, Jer?
That's cool. Me, I have many, but if I have
you've been watching Game of Thrones lately, you better say it.
Yeah, no, I've been.
Oh, what? Right? You're watching Game of Thrones now?
Yes, he is. He's completely caught. He was with you, buddy.
I was with you for a minute.
No,
but.
I didn't watch that. High five. Oh, thank God.
I caved off, man. It was talking
after
about
Ned Stark.
I got Devin in my ear every week telling me how great this show is.
Fucking show is great.
Question.
Huh?
Stop avoiding the question.
Catch it, show you.
What did he say?
He said, stop avoiding the question.
Oh, I'm actually gonna say poor Bravo.
There ain't no damn poor Bravo. As shit as Bravo gives you, you better jump on this shit, Aubrey. This is your opportunity right
Storm
now.
Like acorns.
Yeah, you better say the right thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that destiny.
That's the way of God.
You know what? I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go with Ripley.
Oh,
wow.
Okay. I was gonna pick a lot of other women, but I'm going to go with Ripley. I think Ripley is just badass.
Get away from her, you bitch.
Yeah, just somebody who's badass, handles her business, you know, just realized the situation she was in, and she knew she had to handle that situation.
In all the movies, she knew the situation.
Yeah, and just went and handled business, you know, and being the female, you know, everybody's talking down to her still, you know, the typical male shit, and... Mm-hmm. She just said, fuck it, I'm going to do my thing, and did her thing. So.
And the fact that that basketball shot wasn't any special effects.
Hell no. She shot that shit.
Yes, she is. She's a baller.
Because she used to be a 2,000-point scorer in high school, son.
She is. Yo, shout out to Aiden Sand Brewery.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Is that good, Jay?
Go
good?
Ahead. Yeah, you got
That's
it.
Good. All right, I hate you. The 2-year anniversary is coming up September 8th. Me and Baz was there Sunday. Killing it with some beers. Good shit, Babs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that head nod.
We wish all of y'all could show up because this is going to be our 200th episode anniversary.
No, 2-year.
2-year.
Anniversary.
100th episode.
We're planning something. We're planning something big. We want to do it at 8 and Sand. So we're going to talk about
And let's just say it's going to be recorded live.
Yeah, it's going to be like the 1 year, but a whole lot better.
Yeah.
Whole lot better. Oh, when are you coming back? Never? All right, cool.
Well, next time. Right. Shut up. Next week I'll be in Florida, but after that, my Tuesdays are clear.
32nd of February. I knew it. House.
Yo, I think next week we got a good topic planned. I'm not going to bring it up right now.
Jorge,
what are we talking about next week?
We're going to be talking about New York Comic Con.
No, we're not. But shout out. Yo, we all got our press passes to New York Comic Con. I got a press pass to New York Comic Con.
You know what?
Yay.
I didn't. Shit.
James is the black sheep of the party nerds. Yo, we out of this motherfucker right now.